Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What is this about the locally owned businesses? It's the man coming into town.
But how much did it pay to be a hype man back in the day? Just one of the guys on stage just moving the hands around.
Swinging a big clock around.
Yeah.
I say clock.
Walking in circles.
Yeah. Wearing wild sunglasses and stuff.
Yo, this is my boy Dookie in the back.
What's up, Dookie?
Y'all give it up to Dookie. He always ruins it for the girl. Why y'all call him Dookie? He smell bad.
And what college did Professor X actually teach at? Do we know? Any of his pupils out there?
Dude, if he was smart, he'd be a ball guy in a wheelchair. That's his DJ booth. Just like the X-Man.
No, you got to stand up and bounce. Although, there's a real popular... I mean, what does that even mean anymore? But there's this really big... I want to say he's like 500-pound rapper.
Yes!
And he just sits on the stage in a chair while these hot dancers dance all over him and stuff.
He just had a feud with Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown called him the Black Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, man.
And they've been going back and forth.
Wow.
I can't say what else he called him, but, you know.
You can understand.
They kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But that guy, like, a lot of people like him, like, his flow. They say he sounds good. He's got a good flow to him.
Yeah.
Paul Wall, you know, he used to be big.
Oh, man.
He had belly bypass. So he's going to try to talk the guy into getting it.
Yeah, but look what happened. I think our ratings will go down the more weight I lose. I mean, people love a fat, chubby.
A jelly guy.
Yeah, that's why I say it with respect. Jelly Roll, don't lose too much.
He's going to be running. He wants to run a 5K.
That ain't ever going to happen.
Why?
He'll have a heart attack.
I've been watching him all weekend because he just got a new donkey.
Jelly Roll? Keep,
yeah, he was so excited that he got a new donkey.
I want a donkey so bad. Now I'm jealous of Jelly Roll.
I want one myself because they're real good guard dogs.
They'll keep coyotes out. They'll stomp them to death.
Yeah, and when I say a neighbor, I mean they're like two blocks away at the farm. He shot a raccoon that with the tail is, how long is this?
God, man, that's like 3 or 4 feet easy.
I mean, with the tail though. And it was like a auburn raccoon, almost like a fox, but it was a raccoon. I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
Coyote.
They got chickens too, and that's, you know.
Oh,
that's
kill chickens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I lost seven or eight last year.
How did they get in? Must have had like a, well, they might have chewed through.
Crawl up, they just dig up under. Like, you got to go way above, below the ground with the.
Oh, no. You got to put the chickens in the house. At night.
In the house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they got a little coop.
Bit like Arnold. He lets his animals run through his house.
Oh, yeah. He's got miniature ponies and stuff.
They'll walk up to him in his chair and he'll feed them.
Yeah, but imagine the smell, though.
smells so bad in here.
Smells like that and probably sauerkraut.
Can you bathe them and make them smell better? Like,
yeah, but I mean, like certain like inside. Goats, for instance, they're going to go everywhere and a lot.
They are.
Oh yeah, in the house.
And you can immediately pick it up, but still, there's a lingering.
But you can't.
Goat crap is the worst of smells as far as, and I've been around them all.
You know the poo.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you think Arnold's eating the stuff now that he couldn't eat when he was bodybuilding? But he's famous for, like, hating his diet. Like, he slipped up a lot. You talk about the sauerkraut and just, like, smells like that. And just,
ugh. I want some vienas.
I want some sausages. Where's the little sausages, donkey? You mean the donkey eat little sausages?
You can't really potty train a goat or a donkey, maybe.
No.
God, you can't.
No.
All we talked about the...
Go on your paper, donkey.
The goat peeing on their face, somebody says, for mating.
Really?
I wouldn't want to hook up with a goat that smells like pee.
Marking their territories.
Marking their own face.
Well, I mean, like, they, oh my God. You know, they just walk up, and I mean, it's their, I was going to say, the way they're raised, it's just in their DNA to smell each other's butts.
God. Oh,
that's what animals do.
Thank
that's their
you.
Scent.
It's such a hard thing, like, for us human beings to do. They just walk up. Hey, you want to go behind the barn here?
Yeah.
I'm not going to shoot you. Now, when they say they want to go behind the barn, they're going to take you out. I'm asking you, want to get some?
I'm so glad nature works the way it does.
Smells like you had some doggy food.
That humans don't have to do that to each other when they meet. Also, that when you feed a kid, you know, thank God it's the woman who has to breastfeed a kid, because if it were the other way around, my kid would starve.
What if you really... What if I had to sniff test a guy? That would be awful.
God. And look, that's just meeting a guy.
Blindfold us right now. See if you can tell who's who.
That's just meeting a dude, too. That's not even like, you know, with any kind of intention. Like how you'd shake somebody's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's pheromones and everything. Maybe that's why they smell the undercarriage. I don't know.
God, but, I don't,
but they'll, you know, they're attracted to them.
But they're not asking, hey, may I smell your tush? They're just doing it in the, you know, they'll just turn, they'll scoff, that. that tickled. Slow down.
And they won't stop. Like they will just walk up to whatever. If you get four or five dogs around each other, they're all going to be in a sniff circle.
Yeah.
This is how it goes.
And they can't even talk to each other without sounding like aggressive. This is, you know, with the bark.
Conversation.
And it's not always the part you think it's going to be, you know.
And my female, my boxer, she's pretty aggressive. She likes to hump the boys.
Put him up. Put him up.
She's like, what is that? Down.
Female dogs that hump. I've seen it.
She does it.
They're not gay though, because remember that's what they've said, that dogs can't be.
I'm starting to think people make stuff up.
Well, how do you know though?
That's kind of like with her little play dates. It's kind of like, hey, that's their little term of endearment. They hump each other. They play.
Like, how do you know?
I had a pig, for instance. I'm not gonna. This is a little misfortunate thing or whatever. I still have a pig that for about 6 or 8 months I thought was a woman. And not a woman, but a female pig.
Oh.
You got bitch pigs?
It's a bitch pig.
Is that what they call them?
It's
not, they don't call them anything. It's a boar? Or what do you call them?
A hog.
What's the difference between a male and a female pig?
Penis and a vagina.
No, but I mean, is it...
That's a great question.
Is it a different term, like mirror?
I like bitch pig, to be honest with you.
Let's go with bitch pig. I don't know.
I was just
wondering. Wasn't until the farm vet said, no, that's a boy. Well, okay.
I mean, I've
told you what the owner
told. I'll be honest with you. When we had pigs, there was this pig that the children would call Bubble because it was a male pig and it had bubbles on the back.
God. I live near a nuclear plant? Oh,
big
I see
bubbles.
What you're saying. Oh, bubbles. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So it's pretty evident. How did you not see that?
Well... You didn't use hand gestures like
bubble,
Fat Boy.
The bubbles were missing.
Is that what a... I can't make these pictures any bigger. Is
if
that
they're
what
a big
like?
Pig, though, you can't, like, what are you going to do? Lay it down and split its legs? And
yes.
Work? I mean, you didn't know. You said, all right, that's
I
the girl.
I would want to know the difference between, in case one goes into heat and you have baby pigs.
See, that was the
you
question.
You have to
like,
separate them.
Did that change the way you had to raise them? Or?
No.
Well, I guess now you could breed pigs more if you wanted to.
Well... That's a weird thing. You even say that because there's you remember spring? Remember the big mama pig had the two baby pigs?
Oh yeah.
And then she later became pregnant because they only are pregnant for 3 months. 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days. Weird.
What?
Yep. Three
preemie
months.
Pig.
But look at this.
You got preemie
three,
pigs.
Three. How long is a woman pregnant? 9 months. Add them up. It's a weird kind of odd thing in nature.
Our P1 family, they're brilliant. And we do have clarification on pigs. A female pig is a sow. A male pig is a boar. If that's true.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Sow.
I know. When I would eat Jell-O pudding pops, my dad would say, "You look like you've been sucking a sow, boy." Like, what did that mean?
Did he mean pig?
It was like, Dad, that's a weird joke. And my mom would make that same joke, too. What's the difference? What was the cow lick? You look like alfalfa with the cow lick. What does that mean?
Everybody had that in the 90s.
They know what that means.
Everybody tried to do it even when they had too much forehead and couldn't really pull it off.
What?
The cow lick. Like, it was huge in the 90s.
You do this.
Yeah, they would. Or they used the gel.
Their head. Oh, look. Licking the fingers. I know.
Oh, yeah, the parents. I never did that as a parent.
You never did?
It's probably child abuse now. They call DSS on you.
My mama keeps licking my head.
In the reach over when you're driving to put your hand beside your kid.
Hey, here's a good text. Please tell me happy birthday, ? What happened to happy or crappy new year? P1 crush groove.
Oh?
We haven't done it yet. It's still the new year, so yeah. How about that?
We got some stuff to build, buddy.
Fat Boy says he doesn't do resolutions. He does promises.
Yes. You got to make promises.
I figured out what mine is.
You got one?
Yes.
Okay.
To be... And it sounds crass, but I need to soften it up a little bit. I have to be more honest with myself and be more honest. Like, overextension, telling people no.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And not being, I'm not going to use the word walked over, but just if I don't want to do something or I'm not comfortable, I'm not going to just roll with it just to keep the friction away.
Mm-hmm.
God.
And that sounds I get mean. That. It's more of self-preservation. And that sounded weird, saying that, because that's all frou-frou. But
you know what? It seems like used to be a little more that way, and you kind of strayed a little bit, and now you're kind of going back to it.
Yeah.
Stand used to be a little more,
you know, up front as far as... And so people would take it as maybe being an a-hole, but look, it's like you said, self-preservation.
I mean, it is. It is.
But if you're Trey, I mean, if you're... truthful about being honest.
Like if somebody says, "Hey, I want to ask you about this," go ahead. You know, bring it at me.
Ask say me. It. I'll tell you.
Well, it's funny you say that because if you really want to put it to the test.
Well, I didn't. Now, let's not start it too hard early.
Oh, I heard a rumor, little rumor. I don't know if it's true.
About?
I just don't want to throw it out there, though. But I want to kind of test your theory. I can write it down, I guess. Hang on a second.
Look at me and my big mouth.
Yeah, it's on the ground. You better close your mouth.
I mean, it literally is.
Gaping
hole.
I mean, like, I just
watch
heard
out
it.
With that now.
You gotta go.
That's not something I could reverse back. God bless.
I'm sure I spilled
this. Yeah, we told you happy birthday.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was mean. Happy birthday, P1 Crush Groove. But your text says, please tell me happy birthday.
Can you read that?
Oh, Jesus.
I just heard this.
How?
I mean, I guess I could tell you how I heard it, but we have to do it when we come back. But, is it true?
Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Would you talk about it? A little bit? Cause
I'm intrigued.
I guess I got a questions plus a... would like to see a little... a play along.
No names.
Possible.
I want to know more names. About that.
No names.
I would never do that, but I want to know more.
Look at this. Look at that. Being more honest. I like it.
Not that's not to say that in the past that I've lied. It's just I maybe like I'm going to be more not brutally honest, but just like hey, can you do this? If I'm not coming, I'm like, no.
I know what you mean because this kind of goes against what like you don't want to put a whole lot out there to kind of jinx it. Maybe I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it would jinx it, but maybe it's just some stuff you just didn't want to talk about. But this is.
I got married yesterday.
Is he getting divorced today?
Yeah,
happy divorce day.
Happy divorce day.
It's the fastest relationship ever. Right.
Somehow, some way, you made me very awkward feeling, but just delivered a hell of a tease for the next segment.
I know this is going to be good.
You get a star award based on that. Mm. I'm going to send you some Odyssey points right now. All right, good job.
Give me more than five, like everybody else does. Freaking 5 points.
You gave me five over Christmas break. I forgot.
Have you cashed them in to get any Odyssey?
We try to launder them through each other to get more.
Yeah, we do. We just send them to each other and
some
no one
earbuds
else.
Earbuds or something.
Oh, can I get some orange socks? Please let me get 500 points so I can get some orange socks.
It's like a winning the tickets at like Dave and Buster's. It's like you want the
big one.
You want the Xbox or whatever. You've got to have like 50,000.
It's
not going to happen.
Yeah,
in our lifetime.
We're going to get it together and then sell it and split the money.
Okay, yep. That's a plan.
All right, awkwardness next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Should play a little dramatic music now.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Hang on.
Boy, talk about... You know what? I really don't care. Like, I don't.
Maybe a little bit. I think it's a good thing.
Oh, no.
The big reveal.
My big concern, and I was a victim of my own little rule, save it for the air. I was wanting to ask you off the air. Like, God, how already did you know that?
You're
so closely intervened into the community. Intertwined into the community.
Yeah, I know somebody on it that might have seen.
Uh-oh.
You know, because I think, do you want to say what it is? Are you comfortable saying?
I don't care.
Please, by all means.
All right, so I know somebody on Tinder who was flying through it, and I guess they randomly match. Like, I don't really know exactly how it works.
I don't either.
They send me a picture and they're like, looks a lot like Matt.
I thought if you screenshot, it showed.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Is that like a premium feature? Are you a premium member?
No, I don't.
I'm like, no, I was thinking it wasn't real. I was like, oh, no,
Because somebody made a fake one of me on another one before. And it actually worked in my own favor because it ended up getting me verified on Instagram because of it.
Yeah,
but nevertheless,
kind of happened with me too. I was hacked.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, somebody pretending. I didn't know how to go about it. Like, who am I supposed to show? Whatever. So I'm like, I would ask just to take a shot in the dark. I'm like, just to rule it out because I'm like, I doubt he's on it. Just let me ask anyway.
Yeah, I did. It's not.
All right, it's real. Hell yeah.
I did it back over Christmas.
Oh man, because you know what
it's not.
It's not.
I mean, it's
because you know what it is. I mean,
I want to know
what
it's like
a hookup zone,
pretty much.
No,
it's not.
It's man, I tell you what, going through these things, the apparently that's it's either that or not because you'll read someone's bio. First off, don't send me any D pics. I'm not looking for any hookups.
Ah, come on.
Or then the other one would be like, if you voted for Trump, go ahead and swipe left. And I'm like, I have such a political thing on that.
I guess it's not a bad thing, right? You just throw it out there.
It's kind of the rhetoric I'm trying to live more by of just don't waste time and just go ahead and say it. Like, if you think something's going to be problematic down the road, go ahead and say it now. Uh-huh. Therefore... You know, there's not any kind of, you know, like I say, like in
like I say,
yeah, like I say, boy, like a woman that will go on a first date but go get a makeover that day, she's setting herself up.
No, she's feeling better about herself.
But if she doesn't keep that up every day, it's not real.
Well,
I'm talking about the over the top. I'm not talking about just getting like you know your face done by a friend or something. I'm talking, makeup. Yeah. I'm talking about like going and getting the over the top.
Yeah, like stuff. The eyelashes and yeah, I get it.
But these are short little bios, right? You can't really throw out there.
I got it set up. First off, if they don't have a bio, they don't even pop up because
there's gotta be a lot of bots.
Yeah, you can always tell too. I mean, literally 2 weeks is what it's. That is so freaking weird that it's only took that long.
Okay, so I'm really intrigued.
You going to join? I got a promo code for you if you want.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but I don't know.
It's such a judgmental thing, but that's life, right? Like you
pretty much, yeah.
You're going to instantly decide if this, but I mean, sometimes it's instantly like, yeah, okay, no,
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Bring it up like, live.
Oh, good. That's all I wanted to see.
I would be afraid that.
And I don't like that either. It's when you first bring it up, it immediately shoots a face at you.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So you swipe her?
And you got to, like, specify if you want men or women.
But, look, but does this make you
we're
feel?
We're not saying a name one, deal?
Okay,
no. Okay. God.
I won't, but I really won't. Oh, wow. Please. It'd be good for the show.
Oh, my God.
You got it. Look. You got to know if you.
See, that's what I would be afraid of.
That's the first one just now.
Look, we know that they always say there's somebody out there.
Who?
You got to know if you're ugly, right? Like, is this thing going to happen?
Well, I'm not. See, that's where you've got okay. me. You say, so you say that my say standards are too high. But that's, to me, that is fine. Because if there's not any going to be any, and there's people out there the same way. Women. I mean, obviously. There's no settling.
But did they feed you a starter? Like, let's start with this and see what he says. Because I'm wondering if there's some kind of algorithm. That, I don't know if you could pick hair color, stuff like
no.
that.
No.
Okay, so it's just random.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably like a paid tier where that is the thing.
Because I got a feeling if you swiped whatever to like accept that one, that they would even like start feeding you overweight women regularly.
Oh, yeah, because you're in the algorithm for that kind of
and
thing.
And I feel like you'd smash your phone if that were the
case. Well, it's my standards are so.
It's a type.
So cut down. Like every time when I go in there and I swipe nope on, because they don't have it swipe left and right now. It's either nope or like, or you can do a super like, which is.
Oh, it sounds like something you got to pay for.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't
like that. Every time I run out, they keep saying, you've run out of people. Want to expand your distance settings to see more people in your area? I'm like, no.
I'm done.
I won't drive any further. Like, no.
I had
quit trying to talk me into driving farther.
I had a friend that was on it. And she showed me some of her prospects. I was like, that's like the Night of the Living Dead.
Like you,
and so I was always afraid of getting on that to see what kind of people I would be given. And I don't want to.
Apparently, it's a lot of people bad. Putting out or some that are not at all. And that's it.
Yeah. Like, do you get to, you can't just message whoever, right? You have to be matched
you
up.
You have to pay to do that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not
doing that.
Not looking to. It's the first time in my life I've ever done anything like this, too, other than like regular social media.
That's where you cheat the system, and then you look at a name and a face and try to match it up on Facebook and send them a message on there.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
I saw you on the big T. Pull some D.
And there's a lot of women lying about their age on there, too, I will say. There ain't no way. Ain't
oh, I was no going to ask that. I mean, oh, yeah. You have to be authentic about that because.
You don't have to show your age.
You don't.
No, but I do. But there's a lot of, you know, obviously I'm just looking for women, but they ain't no way that's your
can
age.
Can you be nude on there?
No, I don't. I mean.
I guess people are.
I guess you can send private
to
messages.
You.
Yeah, I guess so because they were saying, no D pics.
Have you found anybody that you've known yet just by swiping?
No.
So I figured that was going to happen at some point.
They've got it on there too where if you, and I haven't done it because I don't want to give like all my stuff away. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But like you can sync your contacts with it. So if someone in your contacts is on there, you can make sure they don't see you and you don't see them. I think that's okay. For cheaters though.
That's bad.
I mean, I think. I don't know.
I mean, what do you have to hide anyways if you're dating and you're not
yeah.
into I mean, that's, anything serious? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Are you going to bump up to the, well?
I won't like, pay for nothing.
Okay.
Me neither.
Because depending on how serious you are, you know, they got the ones only certain people can join.
Yeah. And the,
oh, yeah.
There's certain services that I know that a friend or somebody that I really care about was on.
Escorts?
No.
Oh.
I mean, it would be cool to be an escort if you get paid to just go on dates, but I wouldn't sleep with anybody.
Right. Well,
would you join one?
You're fired.
Jockey Lot Junk? If it were a real app?
Jockey Lot Junk?
Would that be one you would be interested in joining? Like, I feel like these are so hard to find matches on because that's not, that's half the battle.
Fun little, you know, whatever thing.
Do you think I would be successful on anything like that?
Yes, God,
I do. I mean, have you seen your own Facebook in, inbox?
You read the text messages that come in.
I just feel like.
I mean, God.
I feel like I'd get just people that
you have. Got more willies in your Facebook inbox than a pride parade.
I've seen some lately.
More willies there than at a Jeep museum.
Yeah. Because, you know, Fat Boy put it in my mind that they're not real, half of them that are sent to me, because men embellish. And
there's more dickies in your email than in a factory of pants.
Every man says, well, I have to tell you, I have a large penis. And I said,
you got more goobers in your email than a movie theater.
Probably.
That's the only place I know
you buy them. Just thinking, how many times do you send that out a day?
I mean, it's a good thrower, you know.
Is it like
there's no updating to it though. You don't post pictures like a social media. You just put it up there and then leave it and set back.
Like every morning, right. You send out a picture of your dingling.
You can't say that as a woman. Like, I got a huge, like, oh, what happened? Let me see.
I've never said that to a man.
Well, good.
Because I don't.
Even if it's true, don't.
Because I don't know what they want. I mean, honestly, you try to be modest.
Well, I mean, it's a good starting point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun little thing to mess with.
I really hope it.
That is so weird.
I hope
though.
It ends in a couple hookups.
I do too. How fun!
I mean, maybe I don't want to shoot myself in the foot and say I'm not looking to get laid, but I don't know. It's just a thing.
See, I'm saying the fun.
This has irked me, but it's amazing that took such a. I knew eventually it would come up, but I didn't think it would be that fast.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know how, I don't want to say small community, but, you know, the odds are not that low that, you know, it would happen. This flag is going to be a different work from here. Like, you know, you may spend a little time on this one and go to the next one. I mean, hell, we know a guy who was on Piece of Fish and
Piece of Fish.
He got laid on the reg.
Yeah, because that's a site where I know that people have actually met their prospective husband on that Piece of Fish.
The same guy that asked me, hey, this girl's from your hometown. Do you know her? I'm like, yeah, I went to school with her. He's like, do you want to see her naked? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's
let me see.
Never Does she have OnlyFans?
No, this was years ago.
Oh, man.
And then I remember, like, after this whole exchange, I'm like, don't you have a girlfriend already?
But then it's like, I haven't, and this is wild. I have not dated on the reg in 2.5 years.
God, it has been that long.
Just get out there. And
3 years in June.
Date people.
But then it gets back. Now it's by. It's like it starts. Which I understand. You're not going to say, oh yeah, we matched up. Let's go on a date now. But then the. I just want to say, hey, let's cut to the. Let's quit doing these little pleasantries. Like, it's weird. I'm not like saying, hey, let's meet and have sex. I'm just saying, like, it's just I've so far removed from it. I'm like, so what do you write back now? Like.
You never thought about
it. So how was your weekend? I mean, what?
Just my conversation.
I tell you.
I'm not good at that, believe it or not.
Yes, you are.
You never went back to the well, thought about it as far as, like, you know, maybe some past relationships.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Yeah.
That's good you didn't if you didn't, you know. It's going to be just hard to just go back through all that.
I'm going
to
tell you what I'm
working on.
Telling
us what she's working on in the Plex next.
I am, because he's trying to get just to... Okay, so
he's fun about it.
If you've already done this, you're smarter this morning. I'll tell you what act we're talking about next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I winked at you because I thought we were on video in a big box retailer.
If you do this, say that part again.
Okay, if you've already done this, you're smarter this morning. What act are we talking about? You'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Hopefully, brush your teeth.
I mean,
does that make you smarter? Maybe.
God, it should.
Is it sex?
Hope it does.
Maybe.
Is it sex?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lord. All right, we'll find out the true answer next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. And you know what? I love science. I'm all about science.
Now, now, now.
I so do. Well, there's a new study that found that people perform better on cognitive tests when they do this. What are we talking about? Not talking about sex. We'll rule that one out.
Okay. I'm going to say a little five-knuckle shuffle, if you know what I'm saying.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's relieving.
Not as fun.
Having an orgasm. Mm-hmm. God, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be something. Boy, somebody just slammed that door with some enthusiasm, didn't they?
Somebody just quit.
And I'll just say you may have already done this act.
Defecating.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes. I didn't guess that because I didn't. It would be too easy.
So they found that people perform better.
Oh, you would say that and you didn't know it, though.
On cognitive tests when they poop just beforehand. And they looked at both athletic performances, where quick decision-making is very necessary, and straightforward brain teasers, like being shown flashcards with red or green ink.
Or brown.
Different colors. It was a study, but 100% of the participants performed better after having a laxative-induced bowel movement.
Do you think you feel...
Oh, my God.
Like more accomplished when you do that, you feel like you're doing so. Like, hey, I'm being productive. Maybe that puts you in the mood of like, give me a task. I could take on anything. I just, you know, drop the log. Let's go.
Okay. The reason is because Splash. They believe pooping gives your body more energy to spend on cognitive and exercise intensity. So your body's performing better because it feels better.
Do you keep a poop knife in the bathroom?
No. You have a butter knife?
Back to this.
What is that for?
I got some salad tongs.
It's because you got to help.
Are
it
you
down.
Impacted?
I'm not. That's all that might be.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Wow.
Huh. I mean, I wonder how they tested this. Like, how did they get this data?
I imagine data. They had to have people that are willing to take laxatives.
Remember the woman I used to work with at Chick-fil-A who would once a month on Sundays take one, and she's like, I planned for it, and she said, I cleaned myself out once a month.
The
and
cleanse.
She, at the time, was probably in her 50s, and she looked 30. I mean, she said it was the key, is getting all the toxins out, even if they wanted to come out or not.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Beautiful lady. Yeah.
Did she Beautiful take oil, or was it something?
No, she just take, yeah. Some kind. It was a homemade thing, though. Uh-huh. It wasn't like... But
I bet those Sundays, I mean, she looked like Linda Blair on the toilet.
Like,
saying stuff that nobody would say.
If you've ever,
Flash, Mama.
No. If you've ever had surgery, there's something that you take before you have surgery the next day. And boy, I'm telling you, it cleans you out beyond.
Really? I thought you couldn't like eat or drink anything because, you know.
After 8 o'clock at night before you have surgery. But there is a drink. If you want to really clear yourself out, do that.
They should have ass catheters.
I have it naturally, thank God.
Just ready to go. That's easy.
Do you know if the nurses were, I don't want to say making fun of you, but you know, putting the catheter in and you know, taking pictures maybe. Oh, here's the radio man talking into it like it's a mic.
They're just sitting there like they have a flute. They're trying to make the snake come up out of the basket. No, I don't think they did that. They're respectable people.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta have fun in surgery, right?
I mean, gotta keep it loose. It's gotta cross their mind, like if they like, you know, not me with anybody. You know, it's, wow. Yeah.
Do you think you farted during surgery?
I'm sure.
Can you do it while you're gassed, like anesthesia?
I'm sure they do, because your body really just kind of.
You would hate to, you know, the doctor's about to cut, and then you're like, right. Like
oh man,
I accidentally cut his schlong.
Yeah.
You have a schlort.
And maybe you don't want to do that during childbirth either.
Yikes. Oh, Lord. You do them all.
It happens, though. That's yes, very common.
Does. Yes, it does.
You're like, I didn't think you had twins. Never mind. Oh, my God. That was the ass.
God, yes.
His butt first.
I told you about the mama goat when we had the little baby goats. And like, it was the grossest but most beautiful thing in the world. It's like she lapped them clean.
Yeah, and then the placenta just kind of stays there for a little bit.
Well, I mean,
enjoy your.
I know it's just weird to see.
It's just human.
It'd be just weird if humans were like that. I mean, that baby. Yeah. I mean, this is weird. You don't even cut the cord yourself. You let somebody else do it.
They probably did that. I don't know.
I don't know. I was under the gas myself. I actually filmed all that, my child being born. I filmed
That's
all
beautiful.
That.
Really?
I'm shocked that I was.
With the baby crowning and all that?
All of it.
Yeah?
Every bit of it. Mm. The whole thing.
All right.
Is it well?
No, I'm not going to let you watch.
No, I was going to say, did everybody know that you did it?
Yes. Yes, it was asked of me to do so.
I would think so.
The doctor's
even
posing.
From that, like, you know how people say you go to a concert, you go to any event, you're watching it through your phone. If
in
you're
that
videoing.
Perspective.
Like, in that perspective, I was watching it through a camera.
Yes.
So weird, though.
We had to watch The Miracle of Birth in sixth grade. We didn't know what all that stuff was yet.
I wasn't allowed to go. I sat in the gym with Shahama Tahid.
It's like, why is this like and a groundhog you know, growing up?
It and he didn't awful. Pass out. That's amazing.
Who didn't?
When the baby came.
I have a daughter.
Did you ask him why he didn't get to take it? I don't know if you talk to each other. Like
yeah, religious stuff.
Oh, okay.
Mine was it's kind of based on the same, but
yeah.
It's like, we don't want you to tell him. We ain't going to tell him either.
But you already knew, like, all the basics.
Of course.
Oh. How to hook up and whatnot.
I could have taught the class.
You are a scholar.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. It's kind of odd that today is, as you said earlier, National Divorce Day, because mm-hmm. we've got tomorrow's the all advice show, but we've got a question of advice that I think we can head out in the mail sack today, and it's got to do with splitting up or not, and Ooh. Is this person selfish because of why they want to break up?
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun little thing to toy around with, I suppose.
A lot of you are going to be single now, evidently. Holidays are over. I still count King Day as a holiday. You should wait till after that, but whatever.
I was just thinking about that. When do you stop saying happy holidays? I stopped saying it on the 5th, which is
yesterday.
It was yesterday, yeah. So I'm not saying it anymore.
No. If you didn't get one, you know the hell with you.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into the mail sack next. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.